On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody out there, we got to get this done before we can watch the rest of the basketball game. We don't want to miss too much of the game, but so we're going to do rapid fire now. Everybody out there, follow along. Try to answer the questions. Danny and I are going to fire them back and forth, and let's see how many we can get. If I can get 3 for 3, I'll be thrilled. And if Danny gets 3 for 3, we're gonna stop the show. We're just going to quit. Because that never happens.
Really?
Both of us always get challenged, let's say.
If we go 6 for 6, we'll just quit right then. Yeah,
no more show. Okay, all right. You ready, Danny? I got question number one ready. All right, this is one of those list questions we all love.
Oh, boy.
All right, name 5 bands that Doug Aldrich has played in. Just 5.
Just 5. That is remarkable, because I was thinking the same. I was thinking about Doug Aldrich when I was looking on questions.
Yeah, because it's more than 5, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, he was in Whitesnake?
Yep.
Revolution Saints.
Oh, God, I didn't even write that one down. You're correct.
Oh, man, who else?
Who is in right now?
Oh, man. He's not in Dead Daisies, is he?
He is. That's 3.
I can't think of any more.
All right.
Jeez.
Here's the gong. All right, the other bands I've written down, I know it's not all of them. He was in Hurricane.
Okay.
He was in House of Lords. He was in Dio.
Oh, that's right. Dio.
There's your answers. There's another one I'm forgetting.
Oh, yeah, I think when I was looking at the list for him, it was like 10 of them.
Yeah, he might have been in Lion, too. I'm not sure, but there's another one I'm forgetting.
That is correct, Lion.
There's one more. We'll think about it a week from now.
Exactly.
Yep. Your turn.
All right. Question number one for you. This is kind of a list, but not really. When the Big Four play together, what is the order of the bands?
Okay.
So now you have who the Big Four are.
And, yeah, I know who the Big Four are. I just didn't go. You want me to go from the bottom to the top or the top of the bottom?
Who goes first? I saw the stadium.
Okay. I'm going to say Anthrax goes first.
Yep.
Then Megadeth.
Yep.
Then Slayer, then Metallica.
That is correct.
Yes.
Now, for me, I would have switched Megadeth and Slayer, but,
yeah,
you know.
And out of the Big Four, I like Anthrax the best.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I'm totally Anthrax, my number one, and Megadeth, then Metallica and Slayer. But
yeah, I would just flip flop Metallica and Megadeth, but that Slayer is the least for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time I saw Slayer was in where was that? It was in Pennsylvania, just south of Philly.
Was that
2-day festival.
Oh, was that Lilith Fair?
No. It was not.
Okay.
But I did see this couple. They had like a newborn baby on the floor. I mean, they didn't have a baby right then, but they had brought their baby to this concert. And they're wondering why this baby's crying while Slayer is playing. Like, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on this show.
oh, that kid's going straight to hell.
Yeah.
Well, his parents are first,
but, yeah, absolutely. Jeez.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Question number two for you. How many bands has Paul Rodgers fronted, and can you name them? More lists.
Let's see. Free?
Yep.
Bad Company?
Yep.
Queen?
Yep.
Wasn't he the lead singer of The Firm?
Yep. And there's one more that I didn't even know about.
I don't know who the other one is.
And the last one was called The Law.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot.
I forgot who. There was a name in that group, too, and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, it was a bass player. I can't remember his name, I think.
Was it John Entwistle?
It might have been.
I don't know. We'll have to go look that up. So everybody, go get on your computers and look it up, because we don't remember.
The Law, yeah.
I think it tanked big time, and that was the end of The Law. But Tony Franklin was in The Firm, and he was awesome with Jimmy Page.
Oh, yeah, that was a great band. I saw Tony Franklin playing bass with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Fretless?
No, he was playing a fretted P bass.
Okay. Great bass player.
Oh, man. Steady as a rock. All right, you ready for question number two?
All right, let's do another list.
Yeah, actually, but it's funny how you asked the first question to me, but who are the members of the Revolution Saints?
Oh, Dean from Journey, Castronovo.
Yep.
Okay, Doug Aldrich and Jack Blades.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Would you have remembered Doug Aldrich if you hadn't answered question one?
I probably wouldn't have.
Dang it.
Great player, too. All right, my last question for you is also, it's not really a list, but can you name some hard rock bands that have recorded songs co-written by Bryan Adams?
Oh, jeez.
He's written some, he had some hits, well, not some hits, but, you know, album tracks by big-name bands that you wouldn't think of before Bryan. He was big. Bryan, and after, even when he was big, he would still... He did a lot of them with most of them with Jim Vallance and Bryan Adams, wrote a lot of songs, and they sold them to various bands, hard rock bands.
Man, I have no idea.
Oh, one of them is a really obvious. You don't know? Some of them are Canadian. No clue?
Chilliwack.
All right, I'll just tell you who they were.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The big one is Kiss on the Creatures of the Night album. Bryan Adams wrote War Machine and Rock and Roll Hell.
What?
Yep.
War Machine?
Yep. And Gene,
all right.
And Gene Simmons put his name on the end. He probably changed one or two words. But, yeah, those are Bryan. That's a Bryan Adams song. And
I'm sure Gene probably added a, yeah.
Yeah, and that. BTO also covered Rock and Roll Hell before Kiss did, which I didn't know. April Wine had a song called Open Heart Surgery. It was a Bryan Adams song. Crocus did Boys Night Out.
Yeah, I know that song.
Ted Nugent did Where Do You Draw the Line. 38 Special did Back to Paradise. Uriah Heep did Lonely Nights. And Loverboy, two of their hits, Jump and Dangerous, were Bryan Adams songs.
Jeez.
So Bryan Adams was making bank before anybody knew who he was.
Oh, yeah. He probably doesn't care about, well, I'm sure he cares about touring, but doesn't need to.
Yeah, because he's a stadium act in like England today. Yeah. Now he's a club act here, but over there, still a monster.
I saw him in a baseball stadium, on the baseball stadium tour with the Def Leppard.
Oh, was he good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We stood in the outfield for a little while and then went back down for it. But, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, if you go back, he had a lot of hits on his own.
Oh, yeah. His concert was just, you know, hit after hit.
Yeah, that Reckless album is awesome.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like when I saw Chicago a few years ago. It was 2 hours of nothing but number one hits. And every song they start saying, oh, I love this song. You know, then the next song, oh, this is a great song. And 2 hours later, you're like, oh, man, that's a great song, too.
Yeah, I saw Chicago, UCLA for like a Race for the Cure event, you know, for breast cancer awareness. I was there with my brother-in-law, and Chicago's there, and we're like, oh, this is awesome. They're playing for free after the, you know, the fight is a 5K. My brother-in-law goes, who are these guys?
What?
Yeah, he was. He's probably 10 years younger than me, so yeah, he didn't know any of the songs, and he was like, hit, every song.
He didn't know any of the songs?
Not one.
I mean, even if you don't know, even if you just got to listen to the radio, and every once in a while, you've got to hear a Chicago song.
And it all depends on where you live, and, you know.
I guess if you live on Earth, you would hear them. If you don't.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've noticed this, but like in New York and L.A., the radio stations suck.
I don't listen to FM radio. I listen to Sirius only all the time.
Yeah, me, it's internet radio. Hard Rock Arena Radio, Dan. You should listen to it once. Your wife is on the channel. But anyway.
It's true.
It's still there.
Still there.
Yeah, I just listen to my iPod or internet radio. That's it.
Yeah.
No FM. Screw them.
Okay, so we got to get question number 3 for you. I always got to get a Beatles song in somewhere, so here you go.
Sergeant Pepper.
No.
Chilliwack.
The Beatles song Savoy Truffle is about which of George Harrison's friend and his excessive sweet tooth?
Okay, then the name of the song is Savoy Truffle, a song I've never heard in my life.
And you don't know Savoy Truffle?
Okay. Never heard it. What album is it on?
I think it's on the White Album.
Okay, and it's about one of the Beatles that had a sweet tooth. I'm going to say John Lennon.
No, it's one of George Harrison's friend had a big sweet tooth, and he was writing a song, and one of the lines is, they're going to pull them all out after the Savoy Truffle, meaning going to pull out all your teeth.
I'm going to say Eric Clapton.
That is correct.
Well, because I knew he wanted his wife. I saw the Eric Clapton documentary. That's the only reason I guessed that.
Well, yeah, they were great friends. I mean, Eric Clapton played the solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you ever watch that documentary, even though I'm not a big fan of Eric Clapton at all, man, that guy was depressed. He had some rough times, especially when you're dealing with his mother. Yeah, just watch it. It's like, oh, my God, depressing. Feel bad for the guy. But
it should feel bad for Eric Clapton.
Oh, my God.
I do feel. I mean, his son falling out the window.
Oh, yeah. That's awful. And he was in love with his best friend's wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was obsessed. And his son dying, ugh. But it actually got a happy ending. He actually got remarried. And I think he's got 3 daughters. And he's a grandfather now or something like that. He's finally at peace.
He is still Clapton.
But I guess all his issues dealt with, I guess his mom abandoned him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and then his mom went off and had another family and just really didn't pay any attention to him.
One of those. And then he went on to be Eric Clapton.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of mom does that anyway?
Shitty mom.
Sorry to leave on such a bummer note. Yeah. But
bringing you down. But
yeah, I think it's a Showtime documentary. So, yeah, go check it out, even if you don't like Eric Clapton, which I don't. But, yeah, it's good.
Well, it's a good story.
Yeah. Well, and on that note, we're out of here.
Okay, bye.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day.
Playing for Paul Stanley.
Playing in front of Paul Stanley, that was pretty cool. It's funny because he walked by me, because I looked in there and I saw the tattoo, because he's wearing a shirt with no sleeves, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and he's paying his money to go in, because you have to go pay when you play travel ball. You have to pay to go see your own kid, unless you're on the coaching staff where it's for free. So I saw this tattoo and I saw the hair. I went, that's Paul Stanley, and I'm the only one who noticed.
What?
Nobody else knew, because, you know, it was, you know, most of the people were younger, and it was basketball crowd, so So, yeah, he walked by me. I said, hey, Paul. And he was putting his money in his wallet. And I put up my fist, a fist bump, and he elbowed my fist. And he said, hey. Nope. And that was about it. And I didn't bother him after that because his wife and his daughter was there too, his younger daughter. And then they ended up pulling. I saw him, and we ended up playing against them. So, but I didn't bother the guy. My boss said, "Why'd you get his autograph?" I go, "I already have his autograph." But I don't like bothering celebrities, like when they're especially with their family. But nobody bothered him, and nobody knew who he was.
How hot is?
She was okay. I think she's a lawyer or something like that. But you know, I'd say mid-40s, nice looking woman. I think he's got two or three kids with her. But you know, they were dressed down. They weren't flashy or anything. They looked like everybody else.
He didn't come in his boots.
I think he was wearing boots. And,
not his 8 inch heels.
What's that?
His 8 inch boots.
He wasn't as tall as I thought he would be. Even though I think he probably had boots on, he was a little taller than me.
Yeah.
But he was obviously in good shape, and he looked like Paul Stanley.
There you go.
And this kid was a pretty good basketball player. And we should have beat that team, but we didn't.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Now it's time to cover this.
Okay, Podcast Land, it's time for a segment we call Cover This, where we put together a 30 minutes. Yeah, I hope you have time. A 30-second segment of a song that is a cover song of somebody that we're trying to guess. So you have to guess the name of the artist doing the cover, the name of the song, and the name of the artist who is being covered. All that straight?
I got it, because we've done this before, but hopefully people follow along with that explanation. Jeez.
Exactly. Jeez. Okay, so go ahead and play the song that I sent to you.
Okay, let me hear this. Okay, well, that sounded awesome. I'm gonna guess that is Greta Van Fleet.
That is correct.
The song is called The River.
That is not correct.
I have no idea what the song is.
The song is called Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna Come, and the original...
Old blues singer.
Christ. Oh, God, I don't know. Marvin Gaye.
No, but fairly close though. It was Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. I'm not too familiar with Sam Cooke, but that sounded pretty damn good.
Oh man, that Greta Van Fleet is awesome.
Yeah, there's a song about the Edge or something. I love that song.
Yeah, and the Highway song is great. My granddaughter actually loves it. She sings along with it.
Cool, and we're still waiting for their first album to come out. The first real album.
They're awesome. I know they get a lot of comparisons to Led Zeppelin, but, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And it's different comparisons than what Kingdom Come was. You know, this is like they're paying homage to Zeppelin when it seems like Kingdom Come was more a ripoff. But
you think so?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, because I loved Kingdom Come's first three albums, but okay.
They were trying too hard to be like Led Zeppelin, where these guys are just, that's the way the guy sings. So.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to find out when their album comes out, whether they change a little bit and do their own thing or go the Zeppelin route. I don't know. The music's good. That's all I care about. Okay, sir.
Awesome.
Good song, and now you have to guess the cover I have for you this week, so go ahead and play it.
All right, here we go.
Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing yet.
think I know the song.
Okay, what is it? What's the song?
I'm gonna say, Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO.
Correct. Okay, now who's doing the cover?
Oh, good Lord. I don't know. I have in my head it's The Darkness.
No!
The Darkness, negative. I'll give you a hint. This came out in 1994. Never appeared on any album, but it was a single in Switzerland.
Is it Goddard?
Incorrect, but very close. Try again. The country, Switzerland. Who is the biggest band to ever come out of Switzerland?
That is not Crocus.
It is Crocus.
Holy crap.
If you listen to it again, you can tell.
Is that Starace singing?
You know what? I'm not sure if that is, because there was a couple. There was like two albums that it wasn't him, but I think it is him. But we have to do some research on that, but I did not.
Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like Ballroom Blitz or Maniac or any of that.
Yeah, so you got 2 out of 3 on that one. So you got the original, you got the song, the original artist, but missed on the cover artist. But that,
yeah,
that's a pretty rare song. I didn't find that one until about last year.
So, yeah, I've never heard that version.
But good one with the Greta Van Fleet. I did not know that was a Sam Cooke. Then again, I'm not a Sam Cooke guy, but maybe I should dig a little deeper and check it out.
Well, I really like that version, Greta Van Fleet. I think, you know, Sam Cooke is okay if you're in, you know, bluesy R&B kind of stuff.
He's okay if it's a legend.
Yeah. I'm sure he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but whatever.
Yeah, what do they know?
Yeah.
All right, and that ends that.